all this. Amen? There's someone at the center of all that. Of all that that we just saw, there's someone at the center. There's someone who rules over heaven and earth. There is someone who defines what is pure and pure love, what is power and wisdom and faithfulness and righteousness and what grace looks like. There is someone who defines all of that. There is someone who controls the forces of physical nature and administrates the events of human history. There is someone who authors the plot details of every story of every human being who has ever lived. Listen to what I'm about to say. There is someone who is deserving of the complete allegiance and unending worship of everyone. And his name is God. You see, when we see creation, that video, it's just a wow God moment. Not like, wow, man, that just happened. But no, wow God. It should just invoke worship. But here's the thing. There is someone who is at the center of all things, and it's not us. It's not you. It's not me. It's not anybody else. It's God. And it will never be about us. It will never be here it is. We have been born with this within us. We have been born with this fundamental nature ingrained within each and every one of us to celebrate the one who is greater than us. The Bible is very clear, and I just want to read some scriptures this morning before we go into our time of singing today. The Bible is very clear when it proclaims who is at the center. Just reflect. There are so many verses, but here's just a few of them today. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God. Psalm 2:7 and 8. You are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask me, and I will make the nations your heritage and the ends of the earth your possessions. Isaiah 9, verse 6, for unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Romans chapter 11, verse 36, he does according to his will among the host of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say to him, what have you done? Daniel chapter 4, verse 35. And then in Romans 11, 36, for from him and through him and to him all things. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. In Colossians chapter 1, for by him all things were created in heaven and in earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, and in him all things hold together. And stand with me as I say this last one as we go into our time of music. Stand with me. Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. And all God's people said, amen. Sing with me. Worthy.